An older, experienced pastor said that in 40 years of ministry, the three most frequent questions that he got asked were these. Number one, what happens when you die? Number two, can I lose my salvation? And number three, what's the deal with those pigs? The story of the Gerasene demoniac is a strange one, with chains and demons and pigs falling off of cliffs. What do we in 2019, how do we make sense of this story? One way is through the book, The Catcher in the Rye. Do you remember this one? You might remember that Holden Caulfield, the protagonist in the story, had this to say about the Bible and Jesus. Quote, I like Jesus and all, but I don't care too much for most of the other stuff in the Bible. I like almost anybody in the Bible better than the disciples. If you want to know the truth, the guy I like best in the Bible, next to Jesus, was that lunatic and all that lived in the tombs and kept cutting himself with stones. I like him 10 times as much as the disciples. That's an interesting connection between the Gerasene demoniac and Catcher in the Rye. And maybe that's a way to think about our story and maybe a way to answer that third question. To refresh our collective memory, the Catcher in the Rye, the character Holden Caulfield has been kicked out of multiple boarding schools. He curses too much. He has no respect for authority. Caulfield is the rebel without a cause, the adolescent bad boy, the Bart Simpson of the 1950s. He's the disillusioned teenager of any generation with his hat turned backwards. The character launched a million imitators and even more high school essays. For Caulfield, the confused nature of the world, the phoniness of being on the precipice of being an adult, all those confusing hormonal and societal signals, they're causing such a conflict within him. He can't make sense of it all. The modern diagnosis might be ADHD, anxiety, depression. But if you were to ask Caulfield to name his problems, he might only say, they're legion. Is it too much of a stretch to say that the reason that he feels close to the demoniac is because he too is possessed by demons? That comparison between the Gerasene demoniac who has been exiled by his community, who's clothed in nothing but chains and possessed by voices, and this prep school kid with an attitude problem and an existential crisis might be a bridge too far. They're both in need of healing, but of a different sort. So let me try to draw the comparison closer. J.D. Salinger, the author of The Catcher in the Rye, carried a draft manuscript of the book with him when he served in World War II. Salinger participated in the Normandy invasion, landing at Utah Beach on June 6, 1944. Behold that image for a moment 75 years later, this American classic of literature being a physical part of the invasion force opposing Nazi Germany and scaling those dangerous cliffs. All throughout Europe, Salinger carried what would become the Catcher in the Rye with him, constantly writing even as danger was all around him. He participated in the deadly battle of Hürtgen Forest. And then he was there when U.S. forces liberated the concentration camp at Dachau. He later wrote his daughter, "You could live a lifetime and never really get the smell of burning flesh out of your nose." This all started to take its toll on Salinger. He was an intelligence officer, so his job was to identify and capture those who had collaborated with the Nazis, French civilians. After the capture of Paris, he captured one such collaborator, but a nearby crowd caught wind of the arrest and descended on the man and took him from Salinger. They then beat him to death. Does this sound familiar? As Salinger and the Allied forces were, so to speak, driving demons out of occupied Europe, where were those demons going? The demons had been pushed off the cliff, but like they did for so many veterans of that war and others, they became lodged in Salinger's self. He was alone then on VE Day, the day that Germany surrendered and everyone was celebrating. He sat on his bed and he stared at a pistol clutched in his hands. He asked himself, what would it feel like to fire this gun through his left palm? Fortunately, Salinger recognized this danger to himself and he sought treatment. Part of his healing was to finish his book, The Catcher in the Rye, which is about teenagers, but it's really a war story. Salinger wrote a book about a young man who was enclosed in a tomb of doubt, pain, and insecurity. Caulfield had witnessed death, pain, and loss of faith, just like Salinger had. He felt shunned by society and incapable of being helped. They all exist on some continuum, then. Holden Caulfield, the fictional character. J.D. Salinger, the creator of that character and the war-weary veteran. And then this garrisoned demoniac. All three are suffering from intense pain, seeking salvation and healing. Scholars often try to apologize for Jesus' behavior in our story or explain how it just couldn't have happened historically. So the events are some metaphor explaining Jesus' power or the forces opposed to him. I think that the more and more we learn about mental health and PTSD, about our need for scapegoats in our society, the more we can accept stories like these. In our political world, this occurs as we vilify the other in order to find a convenient target to explain our problems. Closer to home, this happens all the time in families as a particular family member carries some ailment, imagined or otherwise, that keeps the family together. In family systems theory, it's called the identified patient, and it allows the rest of us to live in stasis, having isolated the problem in someone else. Thus, we don't really need to participate in a war or rub shoulders with demons in order to experience this story. But to return to our question, what's the deal with the pigs? I'm not sure I can give you a satisfactory answer, other than the one that you're probably aware of already, that there's evil in this world, and the evil metastasizes and morphs and changes into different forms. Famously, Salinger's creative output dried up as his fame increased. He tried yoga, a series of fad diets and religious influences, psychics and Scientology. He became a recluse, shunning interviews and photographs, withdrawing further and further until he died in 2010. I get the sense that the demons seem to persist in his life. And like the pigs in our story, his life would be collateral damage from what he experienced. Salinger didn't find the type of peace that his greatest creation, Holden Caulfield, sought. As a spoiler, if you haven't read the book, remember the title, The Catcher in the Rye. Caulfield wants to be a rescuer, the savior of all the little children playing in the field, making sure that they don't fall off the cliff. The story reminds us of the power of pain and hurt, and how even its memory can morph and linger and do harm. Jesus, of course, provides the model for how to address that reality. It's by naming the problem in this society and in that one. Jesus always takes that step when he heals by being honest about a problem. There's something about that process of simply naming it, providing a diagnosis, providing a treatment plan, and surrounding yourself with a community that's going through the same thing. That sometimes gives life and it heals. The alternative is the Gerasene demoniac's understanding of itself, legion. That's always worse. Furthermore, our faith offers the final certainty. Jesus has come to be that fall guy. Jesus has come to be the scapegoat, the sacrificial lamb. In this story, he does not fall over the cliff with a swine, but he will in a later story. He will replace the demoniac. He will take his spot in the tomb. He will forgive and heal us all. Amen.